Go ahead, baby. Out the 8-track player for this intro player to get that old tune back, and I usually play it on Tuesday evenings here in the studio when Peter Leonard's here.
Yes.
You and I recorded that.
I love that song.
Right.
You did such a great job. I don't know how the hell you got your voice.
I had to squeeze my balls.
Man, waking up late with Doug.
Now, you were like the last castrato.
And of course, Elton and David is here. And
what up?
You know, we're actually putting who does the other intro song, mm-hmm. like from Blurred Lines.
That's a great song.
Man. Yeah,
because he can get those high.
Yeah, he's a professional.
Oh yeah, this guy's talented.
And
thank you guys.
But we gotta come up with a new one. So if anybody has any suggestions on a song,
yeah,
they'd like us to base it on.
See, I'm the oldest. I'm at 60. Elton, how old are you? Based on your garb today, you're 14.
He's like 12.
Yeah, I know.
Today I'm 15 and a half.
Dude, you look, you know, I got to tell you something.
He's got a Nintendo hat on.
Yeah.
A Nintendo jacket, like a 50s Michael, like he looks like he's
a baseball jacket.
Yeah, he looks like Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
Right.
He's got some Illuminati fucking eye chart t-shirt, which is pretty cool.
It's a Ouija board.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a Ouija board t-shirt.
Right. And then he's got pants that looks like
he took them out of his chick's hamper.
Well, they're called joggers. A lot of the young hip kids are wearing them.
Yeah,
nowadays.
They're young though.
Yeah.
It looks like you've got a Sharpay on your lap.
No, to me it looks like he's wearing like football pants. Where he's got like the pockets where you stuff the pads in the thigh.
I don't know what the fuck
is, man. The new design is these little rib sections.
They're quarter. He's got two sections of corduroys running sideways on his fucking thighs, right. Above his knees. I've never seen this in my life.
Yeah,
it's the new wave in pants.
And then he's got his girlfriend's fucking sneakers on.
They're Vans.
They're Vans with Mario.
Yeah, Super Mario patterns all over them.
And there's no laces?
Well, for I had to take the laces out.
I'm surprised, Peter Leonard, that you can't see his shoes that clearly from your height.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you should be
I'm
able
closer.
To fucking... Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm closer to
it. Yeah, I took a look at it. They look like flowers, but I'm going blind.
Well, well, there are some flowers in there.
Are there flowers?
Yes. Yeah, fire flowers.
Okay, well, that's my, you know, might be the...
But no, I took the laces out because my foot is, like, swollen.
Oh, from what?
It's, like, bigger than the other foot from my surgery. So it's a little tighter on my right foot than it is my left foot, so I took them out of both shoes.
What you ought to do is, dude, next time you're in the shoe store, in the kids section where you bought those, just switch the fucking... When you take the box of 6.5... Take one shoe from the 6.5, swap it with one from the 5.5,
yeah,
and then you'll be cool. Wear the 6.5 on your swollen fucking foot, and the 5.5 on the other foot.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good idea to me.
Kmart?
I haven't been to a shoe store.
Kmart has those.
I usually get my shoes online now.
Really?
Yeah.
So you don't even worry if it fits or not?
I know what my foot is.
Yeah, but a lot of shoes make different sizes.
Yeah.
He wears size Flintstone.
Yeah. At least I wear big boy pants. I mean, really big boy.
Well, listen, let's not get into that.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
look who's here.
Yeah, we have the dog in the
Chief
studio.
Chief engineer.
So, if all of a sudden somebody starts yelping, you know, Peter's trying to bang the dog again.
Yeah.
But yeah, I good for him. You know, he look at his dress attire. You're wearing a pair of...
I'm wearing Lucky 7 jeans. They're only like a couple hundred bucks.
And then you got a long sleeve shirt.
A long sleeve, hey, sexy shirt.
Does that shirt itch? Like around here?
No, why?
I did when I gave it away.
Oh, that's
a fucking good one for you.
No, that's a Bob.
You could tell he was a little tentative. He didn't want to get into it. He knew it was being set up. But that's funny. Thank goodness at least he.
This is a Bob Hope classic shirt.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, Bob threw it out. I hope to fit. Hey.
Hey, Io.
It's a Robert Hall shirt. Robert threw it out. I hauled it in. Yeah, right. These are a thousand anyway. Years. They're older than Elgin. I swear to God, that joke.
So, so a lot is going on.
What happened?
You know, you guys weren't here, but didn't you say something about? Did you say something before? That it's true that the
primates
that the like this the Oscars are going to be postponed. Because
the Oscars might be canceled because.
No, you said might be. I was a little concerned because I brought it up because.
Well,
who's doing? Who's leading the way?
Heard. Hollywood.
Yeah.
These literati. Elgin's.
All right, yep. Elgin the fact checker is now up and running.
Well, I would call you the research director of the radio show.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, well, we don't have to get so technical all the time.
Research. Yeah. I mean, you know, he's. Yeah, like some. I do a lot of research. Yeah, you go on a fucking search engine. Yeah, it's me. Remember the old days when you had to go research? You had to go to a library and use the card catalog.
Oh my God, we were watching this show. Remember the show Hunter?
Yeah.
And they were like,
that guy, Jeff Dyer.
I need you to run plates. And he was like, it's going to take 2 days. We were like, fuck. Yeah. Remember that? That was terrible.
Isn't that the guy who used to play the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, he used to play football.
Dyer, what's his name? John Dyer? Jeff Dyer?
Dwyer.
Dwyer, yeah.
No, Fred. Fred Dwyer. Fred Dreyer.
Dreyer.
Right.
Dwyer or something weird.
Yeah, Fred Dreyer. Listen, that guy. I was working at Yankee Stadium when I was a kid as a vendor, and he played for the New York Giants.
So you say you gave your hot dog?
What I'm trying to remember is that he broke his freaking leg on the field. He was a linebacker, I think, or a lineman.
He was a wide receiver or a tight end or something.
No, he was defensive on the defense. End. Yep. And he broke his leg, and I remember the bone out of. I was working in one of the downstairs sections, like the 30-yard, between the 30 and the 40. They give you a section when you work. Long story.
Yeah, I would imagine they make you walk all over the fucking stadium. Right.
But the guy's bone was sticking out of his thigh, and he was screaming and crying like a
guy who has a fucking, you know.
A bone shot, you know? And it was like that in Deliverance when Burt Reynolds they were going down the rapids. Remember that scene, man? Did you ever see the movie Deliverance?
It's been a long time since I've seen Deliverance.
I love watching. Andrew, you ever seen the movie Deliverance?
Of course.
Remember when Burt Reynolds had the bone go through his freaking leg and shit when he broke his leg? Oh, Jesus, that's got to be painful.
Yeah.
Shit, man.
And then he stuck.
Compound fracture. Is that a compound? Where it goes
They're both. When it penetrates? I don't know. Listen, what am I, fucking doctor?
You look like one. You play one on the radio.
The last one, it was like. It was a basketball player who got all fucked up. Remember, it was not too long ago, about a year ago, a basketball player was playing. He broke his leg and a fucking bone came out.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, serious. Yeah. You know,
it's messed up.
These guys, but that, listen.
And you know it, by the way. I've had when I played soccer, actually, it's ironically enough, the same field in Plantation, which is behind the Broward Mall.
Yeah.
When I was like 12, mm-hmm. when I had my tooth knocked out.
Oh, boy.
My buddy Frank, he was a defender, big tall kid, blonde-haired kid. Yeah, there was something. Yeah, was attacking the goalie. He was my defender, and everybody slid in. Mm-hmm. You heard that crack.
Yep.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And all of a sudden, I turn around. He's a tall guy. He's walking. His arm was like just dangling down.
That's
like,
the worst.
That's
thing.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah. See, luckily I've never broken a bone. All of my injuries have been like ligaments.
Yeah. So what'd you find out about this?
Found out one story that said Trump order. The order he made,
right?
Bars Oscar-nominated Iranian director from attending awards.
I'm sure they'll be here, though. So I'm sure that person will get a way in.
So that's an issue. So he's not going to be able to attend the awards. Now, are they canceling the Oscars? I don't see.
Yeah. So Peter, you'd imagine this?
I'm going to try. No, I got a notification.
I mean, I trust. Look at the shoes he's wearing. I trust what the fucking guy is online doing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. I don't know. Here's the thing. Would you mind? I know you wouldn't mind, Peter, if the Oscars were canceled.
Listen, these people make enough money for a goddamn movie, TV show, whatever it is. You need a pat on the back. You got a little golden statue that who gives a fuck about.
I think this would be very interesting as a scene where the actual studios and all the money they have in, like any of the movies that are nominated for any of the Oscars. To not be, you know, to not be awarded.
Right.
You know, I don't care. Listen, award them. Award, you know, I would be upset as an actor, as an artist, not... It's like being an athlete, and all of a sudden someone boycotts the Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Fucking trained for 4 years, you know, if not longer. You know, you're getting ready. Oh, we don't want to go to Russia. Fuck.
Right.
Well, the thing is, people are... This is what it is. The guy is being banned from coming to the Oscars. So... The
now,
Academy.
He's being banned, or is he just one of these guys stuck in the...
He's stuck because of the Trump thing, so he can't come. So he's banned from coming to the Oscars. Well, so people want the Academy to react and do like make a statement.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, cancel the... Like, the same way when...
I bet these are the actors that want to do this, as opposed to... Because most of the actors aren't being nominated. I wonder if anybody being nominated wants to do it. That'd be interesting. Any of the nominees are saying, fuck it, I'm not going. That's notable. That's honorable, but you know. But I think about the money the studios are going to lose if all of a sudden they don't host, they don't hold an Oscars.
No, but this is people on Twitter who are just like causing a buzz. Yeah. Like this person said, we shouldn't hold an Academy Awards if Farhadi can't be there, but Mel Gibson is.
Wow, that's racist. That's reverse racism.
Yeah, sure.
It is. I mean, mm-hmm. Whatever. It's you're attacking somebody. Whether no matter what, because of their belief. I don't care what you call it. If you're attacking somebody for their belief, you know what I mean? I've seen a lot of people get their fucking ass beat. This is a funny story. I saw this guy, okay? Mm-hmm. Oakland Park, not too far out west, at a basketball court, right? We just got done playing, actually, in a flag football game. I was like 28.
Oh.
And this guy... He's like arguing with this dude, and he's not big. I mean, he's not big or anything, but he's a fucking smart ass. You know what I mean? He's a smart ass. So he gets in the face, and he wants to, you know, like get all tough and
there's
everything.
There's always one fucking return.
And
most of the time they're Irish.
This guy was Hispanic or something.
Italian.
He was Italian. Or Spanish.
Spanish too.
So same don't get in the way of the story, Peter.
Go ahead.
So
I'm just saying.
So the guy, so he decides that he's talking all tough and shit, and of course he gets the fucking shit beat out of him. And it was the funniest thing to fucking watch.
Mm.
Because, you know, you don't want to... Go ahead, he deserves
it. Yeah. Well, that's too bad. And sometimes in those situations, like I saw a fight where this... On a basketball court, where this guy was a real prick. This big white guy, looked like a bodybuilder, an angry guy. Very angry. You can tell by the way he played. He was very aggressive on the court and threw his arms and shit his elbows. And this really nice, actually, to tell you the truth, Spanish kid, man, Hispanic guy, you know, Puerto Rican guy.
Are you being nice to the Puerto Ricans?
Yeah, I played basketball with the guy for years. In the meantime, so...
You sure he was Puerto Rican and not Cuban or Hispanic?
Yeah, so well, Honduras, something. Where are you from? Guatemala.
Yeah.
So some reason, they got in some fight. And it started verbal, and all of a sudden, this big white guy just threw a punch. Do another punch, and he's boxing this guy. Yeah. He was dead on his feet, this guy. He kept him up by hitting him, and he just kept... And some, they finally like stepped in between. The other guy was
the Hispanic guy beat the shit out of the white guy?
No, the white guy just...
Beat the Spanish guy up?
Yeah, and just kept popping him. Just arguing, and he just suddenly just hit him. But a short little jab to the chin, and stunned the guy, and then just kept hitting him.
And he stood there and kept getting hit? Pop. The guy didn't put his hands up?
He couldn't. He kept fighting on his feet.
The guy was
treating him like a, I swear to God, like a punching speed bag. And everybody just jumped in at that point.
With him.
At that point, the guy, of course.
If I stand around and see that, I'll step in.
Somebody has to at that point. I mean,
I'll step
can't
in.
Let some guy get pummeled.
I'll stop and the guy hits me.
Like, as soon as the guy hits the ground and he's knocked out, so you have to step in. Yeah. Don't let him pummel a fucking knocked out guy.
Well, no, he wasn't. The guy kept hitting with like uppercuts to keep him on his feet.
Oh my!
He couldn't.
This is I'm calling shenanigans on this.
This sounds like a video game.
No,
fucking...
I'm telling you, it was like Rock'em. I swear.
Started hitting combos,
like, dude. You know what it's like?
Let me tell you something. If I hit somebody with an uppercut, they're gonna stand up for a second. They're gonna fall to the fucking ground.
Knock'em
right
sock'em robots. That's what it reminded me of. Yeah. I swear to God.
I think you're high as fuck, and in your mind you picture the Rock'em sock'em robots.
No.
And then this fight kind of blended into your memory bank as a Rock'em sock'em fucking he was about to fall down. You're like this is like an episode of fucking cartoon or the fucking like the Stooges where he gives him an uppercut and he stands up and he starts seeing birds.
It's in the joint, man.
Yeah.
It was in the joint. Yeah, that's why
I think you were smoking a joint.
No, I...
That's what happened.
Didn't smoke till night.
Yeah, you were fucking playing Rock'em Sock'em Robots and you were high. And now you remember, hey, man, I remember seeing this fight. I think it was at a basketball court.
Yeah.
No, it's on a Rock'em Sock'em Robot fucking table.
That was a serious fight.
No. Was one guy red and the other guy blue?
Mm.
Yeah, I remember.
And that was
it was an Indian and a fucking...
Spanish edition.
Yeah. Yeah. Orange and brown.
Mm-hmm.
Any rate, so...
I have a question.
So we're not worried. So we're not worried about that. It's all just basically hush. I can assure you financially that's not going to happen.
It's definitely not going to happen.
It's going to go on, and there's going to be a bunch of people going, talking, which, you know, hey, good, you know. Yeah. And, you know, you guys haven't been around of it. You know, I mean, listen, it's an incredible... You know, it's like, to me, it's a big reality check. I think it's a major move, and you couldn't expect the, you know, as they say, the snowflakes not to get upset about. And everybody, I was a little surprised about the action of the refugee. Just stop it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I actually read a story that the people, the TSA agents, were given instructions that there's a lot of people that they pulled their social media,
mm-hmm.
and they had to share their social media. So this is like a different thing that's never happened.
Mm-hmm.
So... My whole spin on this is anybody caught in inconvenience sucks, no matter who the fuck you are. I mean, mm-hmm. you all of a sudden all these stories about people coming, their sick sis mother, and that's a tragic situation with bad timing, and you know, it sucks that had to happen.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to the safety of this country, I'm not going to question anything. If the powers that be are concerned about something and they feel the need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Just like I have to go through a fucking x-ray when I get in an airplane, or just like I got to wait in a fucking TSA line, or just because I got to do any of that, I'm going to be tolerant of this, and I'm not going to hide behind this thing where, oh, it'd feel bad for him. If this guy bans if he bans anybody from coming in, then I'll have an issue with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you right now, if the next 90 days, 120 days, if it's still an issue and it's not changed, then I'm going to start saying, look, you know what I mean? I mean, if that's the case, declare war. Mm-hmm. You know, then you have to declare war. The only way you could, you know, the only way the president's got to say, we're declaring war. That's it. That's why the borders are shut. It's that simple.
Right.
And at any time in war, that's why you shut your borders.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
But he's got the seven countries, and here's the funny thing: there's a couple of countries that, like, where these terrorists came from, like the Pakis and shit like that, and some of these other countries that we don't have that. You know, there's only seven. Was it Yemen and this one?
Yemen, Somalia, Iran, Iraq,
right.
Syria.
Mm-hmm. But there's a couple more that, you know, should be on that list, man. You know,
I don't know.
Lebanon. I mean, there's a couple. If you look up to whoever these guys were who blew up the towers, man, that's a lot of them were not from.
Here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to have some faith, and I'm thinking, maybe you're right. Maybe they should. But could you imagine with that? Listen, at this point, these are the ones Obama administration appointed out. These were the dangers. These are the gates. You know, if you're looking for fucking roaches and rodents,
mm-hmm.
and you look for the holes, you know, you look for the places where they're getting in,
mm-hmm.
and these are the fucking holes. These seven places are the holes.
Right. Well, we got to stop the holes, man.
Right.
Elgin?
Got to stop the holes.
Most of the people, by the way, in yesterday's show we talked about it, but most of the people that were in the airports have been since released, you know, and they're being documented and they're being watched and told not to go anywhere, you know, go home, do what you're fucking doing.
Huh.
I would assure you that this actor, you know, how cool would it be a good move for Trump to go, listen, let this guy come over, I'll bring him over on Trump, on the Trump one,
right?
You know what I mean? I'll fly him to California.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like something he would do to get people back on his good graces.
If he's smart, if he's listening to the show, maybe you know, maybe a good idea.
You know what I heard about Donald Trump, and that nobody knows this. I heard this from a law enforcement guy that I met at my pool. Who was here on vacation visiting friends, and this guy was from Kentucky. Where's Dolly Parton's Dolly World thing?
That is it in Kentucky?
Yeah. Okay. So you know all these. There's Gatlinburg. Wherever Gatlinburg
Tennessee.
Is. Okay, Tennessee. Gatlinburg had these fires 2.5 months ago. 2 months.
Right.
Ago.
She paid $1,900 a month for a few people.
Pigeon
right.
Forge, now, Tennessee.
Now, do you know?
What is it?
It's in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Yeah, we were there when my wife came. We
nestled in the foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains.
You know what this guy told me? He said that one day, like 10 trailers pulled up. Trailers, huge trailers, had nothing on the side, just white, big white trailers, filled with water. Water, filled. He said it had to be thousands of dollars worth of water.
Right.
And the drivers of these trucks were instructed not to talk, tell anybody anything. That they just were told to go there, unload all this water, and leave.
Right.
And but the cops stopped. So they it came out that Trump had paid for all this fucking water to
right.
be sent,
and
there.
He didn't put his name
and
on.
Didn't
the,
right?
Say,
didn't,
yeah.
No, and didn't want.
There's a lot of people that wouldn't
it.
Believe that story just because yep. of because of the perceived image.
He did the same thing.
Somebody posted a story too about him that he somebody he gave somebody help or like. Somebody was needing help at the somewhere in the restaurant or something like that, and he said, "No problem, follow me. I'll show you where to go." And he was like, "What the fuck?" And he helped these, and then he got a note that they he paid their mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, by the way, you know, congratulations, guys, your mortgage is paid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Listen, he did the same thing in New Orleans when they had the you know the hurricane and shit down there. Just before he was
well, listen,
when he's on The Apprentice.
I don't want to lose all our audience, especially everybody okay. like the, even some of the yeah. people that want to hear us. You know. But you know, there are a lot of people, aside from what you see on the news, I can assure you in the last few days, I've had a lot of people in my contacts that have said, look, I'm not complaining.
Hmm.
I'm not protesting right now. You know, there was 100 people at the airport that were detained. There's about 300 people that are held back from this atrocity.
Hmm.
I again, I'll call it an atrocity.
Is that a real number, dude? Do you know that?
Yes. 100, there was so 109 people in the airports out of 330-something thousand or whatever it was number entering the country. And when, like I said, from what I stand. Now, what's interesting, what I thought, again, the story here is things like that, like mm-hmm. TSA and Homeland Security, which is a new division that wasn't around before 9/11
right.
of the government, of a new agency. Some like NSA, which has always been around, but you know, now it's been more glorified because of Snowden. That these people are instructed to inspect these people's social media.
Right.
Right. Now, this seems, you know, this is, I'm sure somebody wasn't expecting that.
Right. They're reading it. You know,
yeah, somebody wasn't expecting that. Somebody wasn't expecting, what do you mean you want to see my phone?
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody objected, oh, here comes the guy in the black suits.
Yeah. Well, one of your friends is ISIS.
Yeah.
Friendless.
How fucking,
ISIS.
There should be some boneheaded guy. He's like, no, you can't see my phone. Last call made. Yeah. Well, the guy's sitting there with a fucking knife. Are you in there yet?
Right.
Have you made it? Are you in?
Yeah, they hit redial. Star 69.
Are you in there? Tell me, Muhammad, are you there? Shut right. up.
Should I press the button?
Well, let me know when you put the package in the spot.
Right.
I feel bad for everybody inconvenienced, and it does look, it does oppose most of the things that we are as Americans, bring us everything, and we want to help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I think this trend started when there's a lot, and the liberals can appreciate this, a lot of people that oppose the war in Iraq and all that, you know, we're basically saying, why are we meddling with so many other people? Like, you know, obviously the old thing is we've always been the police for the world. You know, ever since World War II.
Well, we put ourselves in charge, you know.
You know, well, it's that's the way it is. So, now the question is, should we relinquish that? You know, should we say, fuck it? And that's what the Prime Minister of England said. The lady said when she met with Trump, she goes, look, it's not up to us anymore, you know, to really determine what other countries do. You know what I mean? It's like that's the way things are now.
Right.
So when you're going to do
that. They're less with Ireland when these guys were bombing the fuck out of, you know, London. And
yeah, the IRA, members, the IRA
right.
fucking terrorist group.
And they said, finally.
So I'm just saying, all right, so if we're going to do that, that's why you have this protectionism and people calling it fascist, and this is they're relating it to Hitler and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny how everybody relates everything to fucking Hitler.
Yeah.
But hey, let's all stay awake either way. Like I'm saying, if this fucking thing goes from 90 days to 120 days to, you know, 365 days, you know what I mean? I don't buy that. Just based on the numbers of the people that were trying to travel or are waiting to travel, I think a tube is going to be shoved up these people's ass, and not a literal.
Listen to me. The Russians warned us about those Snarzov brothers, that the Boston assholes
right.
who blew up the fucking
right.
marathon.
They gave us the intel on them.
Correct. And what did we do about that? Anything?
No, because there wasn't a relationship with Russia at that point. Tension between Obama and Russia, there was nothing.
But they still told us, and he chose to ignore it because of what? Because he didn't trust.
I don't know.
Well, maybe they're right.
But I will say this:
the ball game
that,
time.
You know, if you could say what you want, but yeah. who? Wouldn't it be interesting to find out, like, because of this relationship between Russia and now, you know,
wow.
That if you know they basically said, you know, you need to. You know, you need to. This is what you fucking need to do right now because we know what's happening.
Who?
Yeah, like because Russia, you know Russia, or are they playing the United States? He's making fucking, you know, like the liberals are saying, he's puppeting Trump to act and do all these kind of fucking things that cause disruption. And you know, Putin's not a stupid guy. You know, he's probably saying, listen, have Trump piss everybody off. They all kill themselves, and we'll just come in like Red Dawn. No more, you know, Patrick Swayze's dead. Yeah. We don't have to worry about the Wolverines,
right?
You know,
it's very boring food, though. If they do take over here, you know, Russia, it'll be just, the food is awful.
Well, listen, if that happens to be our future, and we all, you know, we all thank Donald Trump for that, for leading the way.
Yeah.
If that happens to be our future, we are ourselves to blame. We are the ones. Yeah, you know,
right.
that are here. We're not. You know, don't look at a president. Look at you. Look at us. Look how we're showing up every day. And I can tell you with this, I'm going to take a break because we're going to come back in segment two. And what I want to do, I want to talk about my. I am joining the boycotting of Starbucks.
Oh yeah, that's a good idea.
I'm in that. You know, because it comes out. You know, to me, it's a suck up. To me, the guy from Starbucks is just trying to suck up to the millennials in that. What's easy to suck up to and say, we're going to give 10,000 jobs to refugees. Meanwhile, there's homeless veterans and people coming back from the war that could really use those fucking jobs.
They sure could.
So unless he announces something like that, I'm not drinking Star. So we're going to talk about some of that. We got some other things to do. Sound good?
Yes, sir. Sounds awesome.
All right. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullo with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Squeeze. Before the break, I was telling everybody that I'm boycotting Starbucks. You know? Remember, you know, Starbucks has been guilty of, like, taking Christmas out of the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Red cups.
Yep.
You know? And people talk about the Illuminati and powers of the evil, but I can assure you that anybody who wants to take away Christmas,
Scrooge bastard,
is a fucking evil individual.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, Walmart made people stop saying happy.
Right.
They have to say happy holidays now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it makes sense. It's not just Christmas.
There are other holidays. I get offended. Listen, you want to say Merry Christmas and I'm a Jew. That's, you know, but when they say have a blessed, if they say blessed or Jesus or they, you know, that's going too far.
Hey, I think anybody. You know, here's the thing.
Say happy holidays.
I don't think. Think about this. Think about how. Either way, like I look at something like that. I'm forget about religion or anything. I'm looking at it in a way of just, like, you know, what makes the most sense. So if I'm going to say something, if somebody's going to make an expression or wish anything well on you, they're going to do it in the best or only way they know.
Yeah.
It's going to generate from whoever they are. So,
and if they're being nice, that's the point, right?
If a woman comes up to me and says, hey, oh, happy Hanukkah, I'm not going to say, what, do I look fucking Jewish to you, lady?
You know what I mean? Thank you so much.
What the fuck? No, I'm not fucking Jewish. Like, I'm going to miss the whole point because I'm so wrapped up. That means I'm wrapped up in my own shit.
Yeah.
I'm not even recognizing the fact that this woman is just trying to be fucking nice to me.
Exactly.
Right. How big of a dick would I be?
There's a lot of people out there like that.
Well, that's my point. I think everybody's like that. Everybody's sitting back at this stage of their life and they're like, oh, why is there anybody that fucks with me? You know what I mean? It's like, calm the fuck down. You know, maybe people are treating you like shit because you're a fucking asshole. You know, I'm writing a joke now about the disabled guy that Trump made fun of.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if everybody that met him was like, oh, he's a fucking asshole. You know what I mean? He's like, he's a douchebag. He's a fucking asshole. He still owes me $50. He's a prick. He banged my ex-wife. What a fucking douche. You know what I mean? Well, fuck yeah, I'll make fun of him too. I don't give a fuck. You know, if you cross the line and your personality is that,
Yeah, you're a fucking retard. Because you are a fucking retard.
One eye, one arm, and you know, you're hopping on one foot. I could give
if you're
a douche jerk. You're a
if you're a retard, and you're walking around stepping on everybody's fucking foot and kicking them in the ball, and they're laughing, like, you can't hit him because he's a retard. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to be the guy that punched the retard, but he's a fucking asshole. You know? You never know.
Wow.
So, listen, when it comes to it... When it comes
politically correct,
listen,
you're gonna get a lot of emails about that one.
All the retards gonna be calling. The show.
Yeah, I'm sure they're.
No, you don't mind what you said about me, Doug B. Wake up, vape. Doug the bubbly. Fucking tard.
I know you made the fun of me. I know that is. I know that that fun of piece of fuck is.
Listen, my point is that. I made a post the other day. I said, "Would it be easier? What's easier for everybody I come in contact with today? You know, be respectful of how I wish to be treated, or perhaps should I just be more tolerant of those around me?"
I think it's a give and take. You, Elgin, 50-50?
Yeah, because I understand. Like you're saying, everybody is very concerned with their own beliefs,
like how they're being treated,
how they
like how they're being,
without looking outward and seeing how other people feel. I think it's both ways. You know what I mean? But people need to stop being so fucking sensitive.
I mean, think about it. Like I used to listen to my stepdaughter talk and about relationships and people that, you know, when she was growing up, it was always that same flaw. And I think much like in adolescence, which one of, if you like take drugs when you're young, like 14, 15, and it affects so. You stay, your capacity, your mental capacity stays in that adolescence. You're an adult. You can be 25. You can be 30.
That must be what happened.
Hence the fucking.
Well, you guys are completely like.
Look at his hat.
His
shoes.
His choice of clothing, but your fucking, you know, level of.
Holy Christ,
you know,
this kid is dressed like he's
watching. You hear what I'm saying?
Saturday morning cartoons.
You hear what I'm saying?
Sitting next to a fucking RC.
All right, we get it, Peter. We've been talking about it all. So, right? So.
Yes.
I mean, no.
What?
So I'm not going to Starbucks. I'm gonna.
Okay, but based on what? Why aren't you?
Well,
going to Starbucks?
Because
explain
okay,
to the people out there.
So my point is that everything that's going on, he's, you know, the CEO of Starbucks says, look, I'm going to hire 10,000 refugees.
Yeah,
and I'm all right. That's cool. You're hiring anybody, but somebody just came to this country. You know, meanwhile, there's people that are here that you're not going to help. Some would say
10,000 college students. How about that? How about give a fucking college student who can't pay their loan
back? How about 10,000 single parents?
Yeah, there you go.
How about, you know what I mean? Let's listen. Why is it? I posted something on my Facebook page about how, you know, we think that if we bring in so many people, it's really going to help, you know, the ugliness in the world. And this guy made this example with gumballs. He says, even if we bring in 10 million people a year, you know, whatever it is, if we bring in that many people and try to bring them in, it's like taking a bubblegum ball out of a big thing. And every year, the numbers that increase in that shithole exponentially is like another 50 gumballs.
Right.
And now, next year, you're going to take another gumball in.
I say we nip it in the bud, we give them all vasectomies, that's it.
So
what do you think, bro?
I think there's too many fucking people on this planet.
Forget about America.
Just
there's
people just, in general.
Right. That's the that
everywhere. If you want to, population is a problem everywhere.
That is the for the fight for resources. Yeah. For the fight for attention. It comes down to every fucking thing. And you know, and that's what I'm saying. When you look at this, if all these areas, right? If they're going to come here, they're going to come into Europe, dude. I'm telling you, man.
People just need to stop fucking.
That ain't good, but that you think that's going to happen?
See, but you know,
no.
They told the Chinese.
Of course not.
Hold on a second. Listen. Trump just signed an order. Everybody in the world just got to stop fucking. We're banning presidencies or pregnancies for the next 6 months.
No more fucking vaginas.
No more fucking vaginas.
Just grab a pussy.
If you want to fuck something,
you can only grab them. You can only grab them.
Yeah, if you want, you can't fuck it. You can grab it.
Listen. In several provinces in China that were way overpopulated, the Chinese people did put a restriction on the amount of children that you could have. It's a law.
Yeah, and look what happened there. Now that you have, then you have 100 million fucking Chinese men, right? And there's like 5 fucking Chinese chicks in that country.
Yeah.
If they speak 2 languages there, you know, we fucking know I never get fucked.
Right.
All right. So let's talk about another thing. I use Uber. I use Uber. I use Lyft.
Are you deleting Uber?
Here's what I understand. Uber, uh-oh, I guess, with all these were offering, because some in New York, I guess some of the cabbies boycotted, uh-huh, right? That they weren't gonna take people to the airport.
Right.
I don't know what that meant. I mean, I don't know if cabbie drivers all of a sudden why they got so much money in their pocket. But Uber said we're gonna cut our fares,
uh-huh,
or they to get people to the airport, like drive people there.
Right.
So they took advantage of something. I don't know how they took advantage of it.
Yeah.
I haven't read enough into it to really. That's what I don't get.
So fact to the finder. Airport, or what kind of people?
No, but I guess
people leaving the country.
I'm looking it up right now. I pulled it up.
It's scary to hear what's going on. You know, I got to watch the news more.
Now, apparently, it's some sort of liberal outrage that people are saying. It's saying Uber did nothing wrong, but that couldn't stop the liberal outrage of hashtag delete Uber. So you'd think that. You'd almost think Uber had co-signed Donald Trump's Muslim ban.
Yeah.
So I guess that's what it looks like to people. Let me see.
Let's see. I have a story. Although Uber...
I have it right here.
...and Lyft declined to comment for purpose of the story, data from the third-party app tracking firm App Annie indicates Lyft surpassed... I don't know, something. So go ahead.
It says... As protesters amassed at the airport, JFK tweeted that the AirTrain, which provides service from nearby subway stops to the actual terminals, would only admit ticketed passengers and airport employees to control crowding. So then Uber tweeted that surge pricing, its systems of increasing fares, had been turned off at JFK. And I guess they turned it off to make more money because more people would want to ride with them.
Well, that's the thing I don't get, because you do surge pricing to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but people are less likely to do the... surge pricing means that the fare is more.
Right, because it's a higher use. There's more demand on the vehicles.
Right.
There's less supply of vehicles. So, and they're gonna, and it's a hotter period. So the fact that I would think you were taking advantage of something,
mm-hmm,
you know, and to me, you wouldn't be taking advantage of it, because that's just the way it works. If all these people want to get a ride to the airport...
Right.
Yeah, and they were talking about getting protesters there and people that all want to all of a sudden get to the fucking airport.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, it's almost like saying, look, we want to get people there. We're not going to charge a lot of money. I mean, I don't understand it.
I don't get it either.
Yeah.
And where they put their signs in the trunk?
Yeah. Hey, you got to make sure you show up with it.
Right.
You gotta look at this. As soon as it happened, Lyft seized the opportunity and they announced a $1 million donation to the American Civil Liberties Union over the next 4 years. And immediately, the hashtag delete Uber was born.
Good.
Uh-huh, yeah, there you go,
here's
baby.
A funny thing about this.
Lyft.
In the big picture, this is good. Let them donate the money to people trying to get into the country that need legal representation. You know what I mean? That's good. You know, my family, like I said, my wife's family being Cambodian, they sponsor people to try to bring them here. If any of that money goes to somebody in that family to help them with the legal ease,
mm-hmm,
of that aspect, that's great. Thank you making that donation. Right? That's honorable,
yeah,
right?
You bet, baby.
It's a cause. You've done something for it. But, you know, the fact that, you know, delete Uber, you're trying to attack a company for some, I don't know. We'll see what happens. Here's the thing. I will not drink Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But you're going to still use Uber.
Fuck yeah, I'll use Uber.
I never drink Starbucks anyway. I don't like
the
whole
it's too chalky.
Wrap.
I don't mind it.
It always tastes burnt. It always tastes dirty.
I get
it. Doesn't taste dirt.
What do you drink? What do you drink? What is your
a regular cup of coffee, man?
No, that's it. Well, see, when you go to Starbucks, it's like going to Morton's and just saying I want a baked potato.
No, but I do. I'll get a double macchiato. All your bullshit.
No, I get the what do you get? I get the white chocolate mocha, whatever it is, or the like that, or the caramelata, whatever it is.
Yeah, there a lot of things that make you good.
No, but not no more. I'm not getting that shit anymore.
No, right.
No more. That's it. Are you joining me on this band?
I don't know.
I got
really?
News for you, buddy. Dunkin' Donuts says...
I prefer Dunkin' Donuts.
And they have specialty drinks, too. They'll have those. They make
that
shit.
I know. I'm not getting whipped cream or anything. I would rather...
Say you just got white chocolate.
Well, when I'm driving, like, I get up in the morning, I'm on the road, I'm going to be on a few hours heading back... Or going somewhere out. Mm-hmm. Fuck, I want a big old extra large, black, coffee, cream, and sugar.
Yep.
And you always know the chubby chicks are going to give you enough sugar. You don't have to ask for extra sugar.
By the way, they do throw in, if you want, at Dunkin', they give you a shot of espresso in your coffee. I love that.
Well, yeah. I think it's 49 cents or something like that. It's
yeah,
big
whatever.
Deal. For but a shot still, espresso, yeah. Bam.
Man. I stop it there every morning, get an espresso, and then go straight to the gym.
There you go.
I love Dunkin'.
Yeah, this guy's going crazy.
I like Dunkin'. Yeah, I like it. But I feel bad for back to the Uber thing real quick. The biggest loser in this whole situation is the Uber drivers themselves.
Well, but they work for both.
A lot of them do, but right. You know, you make more money that way. Obviously, if Uber is taking a hit, you're going to make half the money you used to make.
Listen, here's the thing.
Because they limit the amount of hours that you can work. So if you work for 120 hours a week and the other 20 hours a week, you made your 40 hours a week. If Uber takes a hit, now you can only work 20 hours a week. That's a huge profit loss for these drivers.
I don't think, man.
And it's not even their fault. It's the fucking head of the company's fault.
Here's the good thing about it. All this is nonsense. There's a lot of people that are still going to fucking use Uber. You know what I mean? Who's going to say, you know? Unless you say you're not going to drink Starbucks and you come over to the house with a fucking Starbucks, I'm like, Pete, what the fuck's your problem?
I was thirsty.
Somebody comes to the house, you know, they get dropped off. Hey, man, what's up? The guy pulls up in the Uber car. What the fuck, dude? We're deleting Uber.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not going
to. I got to look into
Starbucks.
The story. It's a matter of there's something more there, obviously, people about that story. I don't know what it is, but listen, just what like, I don't go to Starbucks, but that's an easy thing to kill because I'll just rather drink. It's a lot more fattening than. Dunkin' Donuts.
Shit, man. You got a Fresh Market around the corner, and they have great coffee. You should go there. And it, by the way,
listen, when I'm here, we make Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
Oh, okay.
All right. But I'm saying when I'm on the road or I want to stop in somewhere.
Okay, we'll stop
in. And you know what, by the way, which isn't too bad, too, is McDonald's coffee. The McCafes aren't too bad if you're...
Never had one. Yeah. Are they good, really?
Yeah. No, you're doing as easily as good as or as well as getting a Starbucks.
Hmm.
Trust me. If anybody want to join this band... On Starbucks, join it. Just go to McDonald's. I own the stock, so I appreciate it. I don't know if you guys saw the video. This is interesting. But in a church in New Jersey, this preacher was doing a service, and a priest, and the guy got punched in the face. In the face! You see that video?
No.
You guys didn't see it?
No.
Oh, my God. What the fuck do you guys do?
Some
work
of us
all day?
Work. Yeah.
Oh, and a New Jersey Catholic bishop. Slugged in the mouth, they say.
Yeah. Wow.
Look at that.
Wait. One more time.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me get that replay. Oh, well, there's he getting. There's
yeah, they're showing the altar boy. Yeah, the altar boy is great. He went and sheltered, stood over the priest. Man has been charged with assault.
Wouldn't be the first time.
After he allegedly.
You're not kidding me.
Assume the position. Wouldn't it be funny if he sat on his ass going, huh? Punched an auxiliary bishop during mass at a New Jersey cathedral in an incident that was caught on video. Charles Miller, 42, who's dressed like Huggy Bear and fucking Starsky and Hutch. He had a nice white overcoat and a beautiful red suit.
Mm-hmm.
Was caught on camera during a mass honoring baseball legend Roberto Clemente at Newark's cathedral Basilica of Sacred Heart on Saturday, police said. In the video, Miller can be seen strolling up, and he was strolling like a badass, up to the altar and slugging Reverend Manuel A. Cruz, the auxiliary bishop of Archdiocese of Newark. Police quickly tackled Miller. It's cops. Last time I was in church, I didn't have cops in my church.
Well, yeah, why was... I mean, like... The cop was pretty much right behind him the whole time.
It almost seemed like he was walking up.
With him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you watch the video, he's like, he's getting a little, like he must have caught a scent of something.
Well, yeah, he must have known. But why was, yeah. The guy was walking up with like a pimp outfit on.
Yeah. Right?
A red pimp suit. Looks like Suge Knight with a long overcoat. And he punched him in the face.
Yeah.
But it looked like he kind of missed, and the guy sold it. He LeBron.
Yeah, he
did.
He
did.
He definitely. Yeah.
He flopped it. Like, you know what I mean? Like
that's
a soccer
why
player gets flicked on the ear.
We are thankful that the law enforcement officers were able to apprehend the assailant. That's what I'm saying. How many times? Last few times I've been in church, I never saw a cop in there.
And there's a few.
Yeah. It looks. I'm telling you, it looks like they're filming Starsky and Hutch, and he's fucking Huggy Bear.
It's like a setup. What is this all about?
Yeah, this is...
And the camera happened to be rolling and be like, what is going on with that?
Perfect angle for the punch. Back, yeah, this is going to be...
It looks like a fucking false flag.
Listen, this is an Illuminati setup, man.
It's a false flag, I think.
Yeah.
False flag.
Yeah, it's like they put something in your face to, you know, divert your attention, mm-hmm. and something else is going on in the background.
Got it.
They were trying to say... There were some people saying that the thing at the Fort Lauderdale Airport was a hoax.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, I swear, there's a lot of these conspiracy theorists online, and it's
listen,
like,
you
shut
could
the
pull,
fuck
you
up.
Could pull, but here's the thing, you could pull that off. The funny thing about something like that is I was in Fort Lauderdale Airport, and I looked where it happened.
Yeah.
And it could be pulled off, because with packs and stuff, certain people, you know, you could, the first few people that get shot, because, you know what I mean, and they you can get a quick ambulance service in there, they get a quick response, anytime there's a quick response like that, you got to be a little, and get, like we're saying here. But because now they get them in these ambulances, they take them away. Who the fuck knows if they're real people?
I'll tell you something.
Or if they're even actors who were on the plane.
I got to send you some videos, man. They have these people called crisis actors.
Right. That's right.
They had it with Sandy Hook and everything, right?
They
said it was the same people at Sandy Hook that were at the shooting.
Oh, those kids weren't killed. There weren't 20 kids killed.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But how do we? But here's the thing, Peter. If it was put through, like, all you need to do... To what's that movie that movie
about
with
the Apollo landing, right?
No,
the moon.
What was that movie about? About the magicians that had the guy.
I know
Woody Harrelson was in it.
It's called Now You See Me.
Right, and they have they had a couple coming out.
Well,
and
they have Now You See Me too.
Right. So
what is that?
It's about these magicians.
They're in this secret group called the Eye, and they do magic, but they steal money from all these people.
And they transfer wealth. Yeah, they're like, whatever.
They're like the Robin Hood of magicians.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, I mean, there's certain, everything is so two-dimensional that we the American public, because we rely so much on this screen in front of us and all this stuff, that we've lost our sense of depth. Like, it's something called The Allegory of the Caves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good philosophical story. You know, you should read it. Just look it up. But it's about how imagery, you know, deadens our senses to what reality is.
Mm-hmm.
People are believing everything they see, especially on television.
Or
and
not,
all the media is controlled by like three fucking companies.
Right, and their inability to recognize it.
Yeah.
The reality.
Goes back, not just this bullshit, but this goes back 30 years. There was a movie back
Network.
In the... No, forget Network in the 70s.
That shit was awesome.
The Apollo landing. James Brolin was in it. These three astronauts were on a soundstage,
right?
And and that whole thing was. And then they were to kill them to cover up. You know.
What do you think? Do you think the moon landing was real?
Yeah, I believe it. Yes, there's stuff on there. Yeah, you can see stuff on it.
They left litter
there.
Up there. There's empty Coke bottles and shit.
Yeah,
you know,
a few golf balls.
Right.
I saw a Titleist last time I looked through my. Hey, look! It's a Titleist.
Yeah, number three.
Yeah. That was him. Right? I mean,
it's a big crater. How do you miss that putt? The size of those holes on the moon, you know?
Right.
You could open a
golf divot.
You could open up a golf course for retards.
Oh my God.
You're so cruel. Anyway, so let's listen. Before. Let's end segment two with this. You know, because some people are accused of being hypochondriacs. Like they're always like every little thing. Like you worry about a lot of shit, right?
God, yeah. Well, my age, I should.
Well,
things are falling off
you,
left
you know.
And right.
But could you imagine California, 26-year-old dies after tooth infection spreads to his lungs?
What?
Yeah. See, that's what I'm afraid of. I got the one fizzing in the back.
I was wondering why that breath smells so fucking hard.
I feel like I ate some dog shit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it smells like you're licking my dog's ass.
Yeah, well,
a 26-year-old Sacramento man died on Monday after a toothache turned into an infection that spread to his lungs.
Damn.
Vadim Kondratyuk Antelievich.
Well, listen, he was on a list anyway.
Fuck,
he
was a name like that.
He was going anyway.
Vadim Kondratyuk Antelievich, a professional long-haul truck driver, began complaining about pain in his tooth about 2 weeks ago when he left a truck stop in Truckee, California.
Yeah, well, he ate that bad pussy. A truck stop pussy is no good for you.
Yeah.
Your teeth just rot right out.
You definitely shouldn't swallow.
You get that infection, man.
While traveling to New York during the cross-country trek, this guy, let's call him Kondruk, visited a dentist in Oklahoma who cleaned out his infected tooth with an unprescribed and prescribed him antibiotics and felt better through arrival at New York, where he saw his wife, Natalia. But things turned worse when Vladimir started toward home. As she said, the infection had worsened, causing the husband's face and mouth to swell. Ugh. Vadim eventually became too weak to drive until his brother took over the journey, blah, blah, blah. 4 days later, he was blindsided by a phone call that he died in the hospital.
Holy
so,
shit. I've heard of people getting, listen, it's very true. infections in your mouth can cause a heart attack.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I'd never heard of a, like an infection going into your lung. Never.
Right. You know, I mean,
we should call my dentist and put him on. I got a good friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. He'll Dr. Keith Schwartz.
Well, it's happened. So
it's insane, man.
Wow.
An infection. That's,
so listen, if you got a toothache, you know, call your dentist.
You better go to the dentist.
Don't fuck around. Like, look at me. I was in pain with this thing. I finally got a crown. I still don't know if it's, you know.
Uh-oh. You didn't go to Dr. Green, did you, George?
No,
Green?
I didn't. He stopped mentioning that fucking plugging doctors.
No, he's terrible. He ruined my mouth.
Oh, that's the other guy. Okay.
They locked him up.
Well, you're right. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. My teeth are fine. My urine.
Smile. You got like 6 or 7 there.
Yeah.
They look good.
And we'll come back with straight from the headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Because we need a little laughter, because we're all being punked right now.
I'm ready.
Right? We just watched a video there of a woman that I remember her on the newscast that... during the shooting at the Fort Lauderdale International Airport. Mm. And she then interviewed on another TV show or news channel, and now she had a Michigan State shirt on, no hat, and no vest on.
Oh, shit.
It was the same woman.
Two different places. Yeah.
But it was the same outfits. Woman.
Yeah, it is the same woman. No question about it.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't try to put a wig on her or nothing.
Now, who's to say that two news stations didn't interview the same woman after hours of her sitting around there.
Right, of course. That could have happened.
Right? Like, she just had the vest on because she was just got back from walking around on the fucking runway. You know, so they put one of those things on
right,
her.
Right, right.
But then when...
But you know these conspiracy theorists, they're going to try to put anything together to make it seem like...
But here's the thing. Sometimes when something seems so far-fetched, it's like when I play poker, when somebody all of a sudden, there's no way that person could be raising me with that kind of hand. There's a moment where I got to go, we probably got that fucking hand.
Right.
And you know, here's the thing. I mean, what's it coming? It's all about chaos. You know, so people ask me, why do I have an AR-15? Why do I have armor piercing bullets? Why do I have, you know, combat fatigue? Why do I bulletproof shit? Why do I have guns and, you know, why?
Why?
Well.
Because it's a dangerous world we live in.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's not called Danger Studios for nothing.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know?
It's true, yeah.
Yeah, listen. Do you think this is just this little desk in here and some foam on the wall?
This whole thing flips around. It's like Men in Black. The fucking walls come up. There's guns in there.
Mm-hmm. You fucking leave. You know, Miss Moneypenny comes in.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay. But I'm telling everybody, man. That's why I'm saying. Like, when it comes to Facebook and stuff, I'm off it. I'm so sick and tired of seeing everybody just, like, Xero was here yesterday. It was funny as fuck. Goes, yeah, everybody's got that book on how to be president, like the dummy of it, you know, the dummy version of being president.
Right.
And it's funny. It's true because everybody fucking knows. Meanwhile, their lives are in shambles. They don't even know what the fuck is going on in their everyday shit. Yeah. They're losing friends. They people think they're assholes.
Presidency for dummies. That's funny.
Yeah. Well, let's see what happens. I don't know.
I'm going to steal it.
Anyway, our first story today, talking about dummies. Man mauled to death after climbing fence to avoid paying for zoo ticket in China.
Wow.
Hey, you guys go around. I'll see you inside.
That's just a big panda bear. He looked very friendly.
Yeah, I think there's like a, I think that wall over there, it's a giraffe. I can walk by a giraffe.
Yeah.
I climbed his neck.
He
lift me over fence.
Yeah, I help. He'll push, give me lift. He'll give me a boost.
That's hilarious.
The attack was captured on camera and shared on social media with one video showing a tiger gnawing on the man's body as people screamed. A local government statement said the victim, identified only as Mr. Unlucky Zhang,
right,
climbed a fence with a friend instead of buying tickets at a resort in Zhejiang province on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Statement said Zhang's wife and two children and friends wife bought tickets to enter the zoo. But Zhang allegedly passed through a wire netting and eventually climbed a wall to enter the tiger enclosure while his friend stayed back.
And rubbed ketchup on him.
You go ahead. Oh, why you pat me on back? No, good luck. I'll see you inside. Hey, I smell like honey sauce. I got the duck sauce.
Right.
Photos and videos. A tiger attacked him inside the enclosure. As visitors out to the park apparently watched from a distance. Photos and videos shared on social media appeared to show Zhang Ling on the ground as tigers circled him. One tiger was shot dead by local police, state television reported, and then three others nearby were dispersed using firecrackers.
Was it July 4th? Chinese New Year. It's Chinese New Year. That's right.
I bet the first tiger really wished that they used the firecrackers.
Right. Well,
how come there's no outrage now, like how they had when Harambe was shot?
Right, it's because it's a fucking tiger. It's not. It's like a man-like creature.
It was, you know, eating this motherfucker, and
Yeah, but he's what an asshole. Why'd he go in there?
Well, the biggest toothpick that tiger ever saw. I'll tell you that.
Here's the thing about China. It's pretty cool. There's a lot less social feeling
for
like in China. Like when my wife was in Cambodia and they went through Asia and stuff, they noticed that the Chinese tourists they're rude as fuck. They'll cut you in line. They'll walk right by you. And it's true because people that have gone to China have said, because if you're in China, that's how you got to be. You don't walk the streets. You're not courteous and fuck. They walk right. You know what I mean?
There's so many of them.
Exactly. It's like it's such a bustling type thing. Nobody gives a fuck about. Mm-hmm. You know, excuse me. You ever see those videos of them getting on a fucking train?
The subway, the sticks.
they push them in. Yeah,
like sardines.
I mean, nuts.
Yeah, it is.
So you expect these people? Oh, excuse me. No, pardon me. No, you're not going to get that.
No.
So, and this is what's funny about this. The visitor's death by... There's somebody I quoted saying, there's people that are protesting that this thing hit the video. Visitor's death by mauling really does not deserve any sympathy. One of the users, microblogging, wrote, tigers are... we know they're tigers, and you can't blame somebody for jumping a fence.
But he's an idiot. How much could it possibly cost to get into that zoo?
It wasn't long ago, too. We saw that woman...
cost his life.
It wasn't long ago too. We saw
arm
that
and a leg.
Yeah. We saw that woman get into an argument with her husband in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, and she got out and like she moved to drive or change whatever, and she got tackled. She got attacked, and the guy went chasing her, and the mother died.
Yep, I remember that.
Right.
But don't. Why the hell did you get out of the car in a safari?
Yeah. Listen, I went to jungle. What's that? The Lion Country Safari out there.
Yeah,
I've been out there in Palm Beach area. Yeah.
And do the animals come up to the car that?
Yeah, they went. Yep. Most of the time, you're lucky. You're unlucky. They're sleeping.
Right.
They're fucking laying around.
Oh, like Jurassic Park when they go to see the fucking.
Well, you honk your horn.
Yeah.
Sure, I honk my horn like a
motherfucker. Wake him up.
Yeah.
Get the fuck.
Play
up.
Some rap music.
Light some fireworks.
I play the wake up late with Dougie theme.
Oh, there you go.
I play Elgin. They love Elgin's tune.
Do they? Do they prefer his?
Yeah. So what happened when you went there? They just lie there.
Yeah, I mean, you know. For the most part.
And sometimes they pound your car, they fucking dent your car, they throw feces at you.
Oh, my God.
They throw shit at you.
See, yeah. Somebody tried to convince me to go. I didn't want to go.
You know, it's so stupid.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's
you know, unless
it's
you can not tranquilize them and pet them, I don't want to have anybody be involved with that. You know?
Tranquilize them and pet them.
Yeah, why not? I don't want to look at the fucking, I watch a movie. You know?
Hey, well,
show
here,
me a book.
Speaking of animals, deer crashes through window of a Tennessee gym and runs laps inside.
That happened to me on the treadmill.
Yeah, January 31st, security cameras at a Tennessee gym were recording when a deer crashed through a window and ran a few laps before locking itself in the woman's bathroom.
Well, it was overweight and didn't want people to see it.
That's right. He
was on a fucking treadmill.
It was an LA Fitness, and he was all ashamed.
Yeah. In the meantime, your dog is banging the other dog right now.
The shows the buck running around the facility after it and two other deer rammed the gym's storefront windows. Deer eventually runs into the woman's restroom, knocking the door closed behind itself. Somebody's quoted saying, "He got his cardio in," gym owner Eric Lee Beddington.
Yeah.
Thank God he stayed off the treadmill.
Huh.
Oh, dear.
Greenbrier police and officers from Department of National Resources caught the deer in the bathroom and dragged it
out
in the gym's back door and later had some very tasty venison jerky.
Let me tell you something, man. That's a frightening story. Let's say you're a chick, you're working out. Your wife's at the gym. She goes to the gym all the time. She's at the gym. She's doing her yoga. Something's going on. Mm. And this beast You know, deer is a number one. They're stupid. Number two, they're clumsy and they'll just run you. Yeah. Over. They'll just run into you.
They can kill you if you're driving home at night. And they decide to leap in front of your car at 70 miles an hour.
They weigh upwards of 600-800 pounds. So yeah. A big one.
Go through your windshield. A lot of people die like that, deer. Right? When they drive, they're driving.
Probably, they probably bite too.
Nah, I don't worry about them biting.
Unless
you got peanut butter on your balls.
They got horns and shit. They're not going to come.
Wait, how would you know that?
I'm just saying.
They'll stab
you. Spend a night out in the country with some fucking jiffy.
Had a flat tire one time without a jack.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But I always worry about that sometimes, especially driving in northern Florida. I'm coming home at night. Mm-hmm. They're just standing there on the side of the road. You can see them by the dozens.
Listen, it's terrible.
And all of a sudden, one gets spooked and jots to the, goes flying through the front of my Volvo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder what kind of insurance they pay up on insurance. Yeah, I had a buck, attacked my car on Route 16 in Ocala.
Hey, did you hear? This is a story we got pulled up. I didn't get to it yesterday because it came up. But mechanics find 31 pounds of cocaine hidden in the nose of an American Airlines plane.
What?
Yeah, it was $545,000 worth of some shit like that.
Yeah, ridiculous. It was actually, it flew into Miami, and from Miami it flew for maintenance somewhere in Oklahoma or somewhere.
Wow.
And while getting maintenance, they found these bricks of just cocaine.
Yeah. American Airlines didn't comment on this? Or
more than $400,000 worth of cocaine discovered hidden in the nose of an American Airlines plane on Sunday.
Where else would the cocaine be?
Yeah, in the nose.
Right.
Thank you. There you go.
All right. Hold on. We got to write this one down.
All right. Yeah, steal that one, good. That'll be $25, by the way. So that's what I charge the other guys.
His standard writer's fee.
Lenny and Perry.
The fly from Bogota, Colombia arrived in Miami on Sunday, and the airliner was sent to American's maintenance center in Tulsa International Airport. The mechanic working on the nose gear called authorities because he found a big straw.
Right.
That'd be funny if you see the fucking plane going down the road.
Right.
Mechanic working on it, blah, blah, blah. Investigators found 7 bricks of cocaine totaling about 31 pounds.
Jesus.
That's a lot of coke.
Wow. And I bet you it's uncut. It's got to be pure shit.
No, pure fuck. Yeah.
That is that's before fucking your friend.
Stepped on, yeah.
Yeah, before your friend Paco gets a few fucking.
Kilos of inositol.
It would always be the worst feeling in the world where you're like, I gotta get some of that, and somebody gives you something. It's like,
yeah. Just reading the story to me, I gotta take a shit. You kidding me? It's like I'm halfway to the bathroom now. I haven't snorted coke in 20 years. I just gotta take a shit.
I know. I've turned it down like 3 times in the last 2 months.
Have you?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm like, I'm telling you, I keep seeing that band. I just want to celebrate another. You know.
Yeah.
I just keep picturing what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
The next day.
You'd be miserable.
Yeah.
It's the worst. The next
an hour
day.
Later.
So young kids out there, you're thinking about it. Don't.
It's not worth it.
Listen, unless you have enough to last 7 days a week and then go into the next week, it's a miserable drug.
Yeah.
You just got to keep snorting it. You really do.
And you will, by the way, if that is the case, you will, by the way, develop all kinds of nasal problems. Septum, right? What's it called?
Deviated
septum.
It burns a hole right through to the side.
Listen, I could almost tell you that I think my root canal that I had here in my tooth, I think that was part of that.
It was cocaine related? Part of that?
It could have been. Remember my Vietnamese girlfriend, Tina?
Yeah, she had no nose.
That half a nose, man. Yeah. That was from snorting blow.
Wow.
She dated a guy for 3 years who was a coke dealer, man. It's this. Dude, she was that pretty girl, man.
Yeah, nice tits. No, fake tits.
Great
titties.
Body, fucking killer.
She was dumb as a doornail, but
squirt. Yeah, she took her an hour and a half to watch 60 Minutes. But one side of her face, the nose, was collapsed, completely collapsed. And people would say to me, I used to tell people she went through a car window. What do you tell them? She snorted her brains out
after she fell into it. She snorted coke off of it.
Yeah.
Here's a story. Florida. Here's a Florida story. Florida pastor caught with man's wife flees naked. Tallahassee, Florida. A police report says a prominent Florida pastor was forced to run out of a house naked after a woman's husband came home to find him having sex with his wife.
What chapter of the Bible is that in?
Yeah. Thou shalt not covet thy wife's badass.
Yeah.
Tallahassee wife. Democrat reports police documents show a woman's husband found her in bed with Pastor O. Jermaine Simmons.
I knew it'd be Jermaine.
In the middle of the afternoon on January 17th.
That's a preacher man.
The woman told police that her husband yelled
Hallelujah.
That he was going to kill Simmons, who fled the apartment naked and hid behind a nearby fence. The husband took the pastor's clothes, wallet, and car keys, and later agreed to return the items following negotiations with the police.
His underpants, too? He gave them dirty drawers, those damn dirty drawers back to Jermaine? Jermaine had to have a dirty drawer back. Pastor Jermaine.
All right.
Pastor Jermaine.
All right, he's
the preacher man.
It's time for his meds.
Preacher man. No, I just love stories like that. When you hear about, you know, a man of God. Man of God going to someone's house.
There was a Richard Pryor movie from...
Wait.
There was a Richard Pryor movie way back where he was like, he was living two lives.
Oh, yeah? What was it?
And he ends up banging the preacher's...
Which way is up? Was that the one? Which way up?
Might have been.
It might have been.
He was living two lives. He had two families.
Yeah,
that's not Richard Pryor, so...
No, but which way is up?
He goes, it's funny. It's like, the one part I remember is like his wife is just drilling him. It's like, you ain't nobody. He's like, I ain't nobody. I got three kids and a fucking hot wife
right. Just
down the street. Don't tell me. And she flips out and goes to kill him. Great movie.
He was so funny, man. So
Richard Pryor. And somebody reminded me about, you know, obviously Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder. Mm-hmm. You know, the Silver Train. What was that? Silver Train. Was it?
There was a few. There was See No Evil.
See No Evil is a later one. I mean, there was so many good movies.
Yeah, they did a couple of great flicks together.
Yeah.
You know, Richard Pryor was actually supposed to be in Blazing Saddles.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
And he had some kind of a drug thing going on at the time. And Mel Brooks didn't want to take a shot at it.
I thought there was a studio that he came in. He came in. He says, anybody, he came, the story is, he came in when he was going to read for the part, and he goes, anybody got any cocaine?
Yeah. Were you a big Miami Vice fan, Dougie? You, Jelgin?
I watched it, yeah.
My mother used to have the jackets. Don Johnson.
I used to have the pastel jackets and the nice pants.
But I watched it, yeah.
Well, do you guys remember the guy who played the Noog Man? The black guy? The Noog Man! You know, he was one of the side guys. And for years, he was supposed to... It was up to, between him and Eddie Murphy for a role on SNL. I used to see that guy perform outside the Museum of... the library on 42nd Street on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. In nice weather, there's so many street performers out there.
Mm.
And everything from clowns to comics to... And this guy used to do stand-up at lunchtime and make hundreds of fucking dollars. But the funny thing is he didn't know how to read. He was illiterate.
Guilty, that comedian Guilty says they used to do that in streets in New York. Do shows right there on the street, do stand-up. Yeah. All right, we got two stories left before we got to take a break. I'll let you guys pick. North Carolina newborn girl shares birthday with mom and dad. Or this is a story I picked out when I thought about you, Peter. Standing up straight could help symptoms of depression.
Standing up straight. Okay, I believe that. Let's go with that. Sure. Elgin, what do you think?
I think let's do the standing up straight.
You're slouching. You're slouching. Sit up straight, will you?
I am sitting up straight.
You know, it's true that when you train a dog that has low self-esteem, that feels, you know, that sometimes you got to hold its tail up for it. Like, you just sit there and hold its tail up.
And wipe?
While it's... No, not after it shit.
The fuck
you know,
about?
You're just sitting outside. The dog will sit there with its tail down, like being very, you know...
Timid
and sitting there and stuff. And you want it developed. But just by putting its tail up...
Really? It can help the dog
gain actually
confidence.
It actually generates
beautiful.
That.
There's a pit bull next door. Let's go try it.
What happens if...
Hey, you walk up to pick his fucking tail up. Watch what happens.
He always seems so depressed.
Yeah.
Right. I was checking his balls.
Jump the fence, Elgin. Yeah. Go in there.
Some of these dogs don't have... They have a snub or a little nub there. Yeah. How do you hold their tail up?
You know what? That Chinese guy at the zoo was probably lifting that tiger's tail.
Yeah. He said, are you depressed? Oh, you look down. I'm going to grab your tail. Hold on, Pac. I'll be there in a minute. I'm going to make a lion feel
better.
Maybe
he was a psychiatrist or a psychologist. Yeah, some kind of animal psychologist.
He was psycho in some aspect.
Standing up straight could help symptoms of depression, study shows. People with depression could see their condition improve if they adopt an upright posture. That was the conclusion of a study by research at the University of Auckland. Due for publication in March, issue of the Journal of Behavior Therapy and Experimental Psychiatry. While previous studies have found that sitting or standing up straight improves self-esteem and mood in healthy people, The new study sought to investigate whether people with mild to moderate depression would also experience a benefit. Now, I think it is. You just see yourself in a better position. You hold yourself higher.
Yeah.
Like when I used to wear a suit all the time with my old job.
Yes.
I mean, I always felt different.
Yeah, you feel different.
You just,
clothes make the man. That's an expression.
Yeah.
Clothes make the man. That's why I'm just dressed like this today.
Yeah. Well, no, but the new study involved 61 participants with mild to moderate depression on a screening test who were assigned to either an upright posture or a group of usual posture group. Mm-hmm. Those in the former were instructed to straighten their backs, level their shoulders, then think about stretching to the tops of their heads toward the ceiling while drawing their shoulder blades down and together.
Very good.
Tape was placed on their backs to help them maintain this position. Huh. How you guys feeling? You feeling all right now doing it?
I feel great.
You feel better?
I really do. I feel like taking on the world, man.
I'm
jumping into some tiger cages.
Hold on a second. I'm still sitting here slouched.
Throw your shoulders back. All right. Arch your back a little bit. Now, take your penis out like Elgin has.
Yeah, I was wondering.
He's so happy now. You can tackle the world.
I don't know how I feel all right.
I feel like bad posture, but a lot of it is due to, and the thing with the depression, guess what?
Circulation.
Well, pain. I got fusions in my neck, herniations in my back, and what happens is when you're in pain, you constrict. You had pain in your ankle.
Oh, yeah.
So your calf constricts. Your thigh constricts because you're in pain. And that's why you take medication to relax it, to allow blood flow and oxygen to get to your injured area so it can heal.
And it's sometimes you're with the pain, you don't stretch it. I was getting numbness in my thigh from a pinched nerve, I thought.
Right.
I said, oh, fuck, here we go again. I went to the chiropractor, all kinds of stuff. But then I just started, just doing more working out and actually stretching my hamstrings, just really spending time on stretching my hamstrings.
Look, when you had your neck problem, when you had that shoulder neck thing and you were flipping, I said, slowly pull your head. You got to stretch that muscle out, man. You got to get that thing.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I was told Peter then, put your pants on. There's no reason you have to take your pants off while I'm
stretching.
Well,
I was trying to give you a physical.
He wanted to stretch that muscle, too.
Yeah, he had something to stretch, obviously. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Wow.
And I want to thank Peter Leonard for joining us.
Well, as usual.
And, of course, Elgin David.
Always a pleasure.
That's right. And, hey, it's tomorrow, Wise Guys Comedy Show. Good show, by the way. I will not be there because I'll be heading.
That's right. It'll be a good show.
Yeah. I'll be heading to Sarasota to be at McGurdy's Comedy Theater, opening up for Ty Rivera, who just toured up around South Florida here. I had a good time. So that's going to be, I'm going to be there Wednesday through Saturday. Shows at 7 and 9:30, or 7 all week and 9:30 at Saturdays also. But a Wise Guys Comedy Show, our friend Terry Wayne is hosting.
Nice.
And our feature is Dwayne Duke, who's also originally from Ohio.
The Duke is coming?
Yeah, he's a gay black guy, so you should go see him. And,
really?
Yeah, and our headliner, the Princess of Parodies, Tracy Kanan, who's a very funny lady. She's going to be, she'll be there. So it's only $10. Go to Coral Springs, go to Tavolino's, 8:15 showtime. It's only, like I said, $10. Show up. We should find you a seat. Anything cut off for you, dude?
No.
Hmm.
Nothing.
That's too bad. We got to work on that. And how about you, Peter Leonard?
Well, of course, I do the Food for Thought radio show live on Sundays. By the way, thank you for your appearance a week ago Sunday. You're lucky it wasn't this last Sunday. I sat out there in that rain and the 52 degrees out there, man.
Yeah, that was.
They dragged the heater over, so it was really comfortable, and we were covered. So it didn't, but it was still, but they fed me. They fed me like crazy.
Yeah, they fed you? Okay.
They fed. How'd you like the food there, buddy?
It was good. You ate my crab cake. Yeah, of course I did. That's the first thing I ate all day on a Sunday. Dude,
crab cake.
Yeah.
Benedict.
Delicious.
Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. By the way, excited two reasons. Number one, February 11th, I'll be at the Sunrise Theater with Michael Vecchione and Ford Pierce. Uh-huh. And on the 14th, Valentine's Day, special Valentine's Day show, I'll be opening for Rich Voss at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples.
That's nice. Fantastic.
And then he's going to be at Tavolino's on the 15th. We're excited about that.
Oh.
And then the 16th through the 20th, I'll be with him at Off the Hook. So go to DougAlmeida.com for more dates.
You guys going together?
No, he's got his own shit to do. I got him a free round of golf at Heron Bay Golf Course, by the way.
You are really
a good dude, all right? He's a good friend.
He wears two pairs of pants when he plays.
Yeah, I heard, in case he gets a hole-in-one.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's it. Follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Twitter and on Instagram. Join our fan page on Facebook, Elgin.
At Elgin David Comic.
Peter Leonard.
Peter at... Just go to the Food for Thought radio show on Facebook.
There you go. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week right here at the same spot. Take care.
People love Earth. Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets. He traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. The beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They passed the limits of imagination to the door, to the world. Journey out.